may one's housekeeper do laundry on Rosh Chodesh. So we're all well aware of the ancient accustomed minhag amongst women, Jewish women, to abstain from doing certain works on Rosh Chodesh, as recorded in the Shulchan Aruch, chapter 4:17, based on the Yerushalmi, as their God-given holiday for not participating in the Chet of the Egel Azov, and that the custom is to include the performance of laundry and other clothing-related matters to this prohibition that they abstain from doing laundry on Rosh Chodesh. The question, however, is asked regarding, may a woman have a housekeeper who works for her do her laundry on Rosh Chodesh? Do her laundry, do the kids' laundry, the family's laundry, etc. So the basic principle of this question is whether the laundry prohibition for women on Rosh Chodesh is that a woman's laundry cannot be laundered irrelevant to who does it, or if it's a specific prohibition on her that she can't do it, but it can get done by other people. Likewise, if one were to deem the latter correct, that it can get done by other people, what if this other person is also a Jewish woman? May she do the laundry on the basis that she is a housekeeper and getting paid for a job? She's not doing her own laundry, she's doing someone else's laundry for payment? Or do we say it makes no difference, and either way it's forbidden? So it's clear from the Poskim that if somebody has a Gentile housekeeper, it is permitted for the Goyish housekeeper to do one's laundry on Rosh Chodesh, for her, for the family, etc., without any restriction, as the prohibition against laundry on Rosh Chodesh for women is not against it getting done, but simply against them doing it. So if you have someone else to do it for you, whether it be a husband or a Goyish housekeeper, it's mutter. Now, what would be the law regarding if it's a Jewish housekeeper, a female Jewish woman who works for you and does your laundry? May she also do the laundry on Rosh Chodesh? So here's where already it gets a bit unclear. As although you can argue that the employer does not have any prohibition being transgressed because she's not doing the laundry, the question here is on the employee. Maybe she's transgressing a prohibition when she does her employer's laundry. So practically, we find a machlekes in the Pesukim regarding this matter. The Beis Yosef, in his commentary in chapter 4:17 in the Torah, brought also in the Kaf HaChaim 4:17:30, actually writes that what he witnessed was, is that women would abstain from doing malacha, such as laundry, on behalf of other people to make money in Rosh Chodesh, but on behalf of themselves, they would continue. So from the Beis Yosef, it's implied that the main custom of abstaining from malacha for women is against employed malacha, and not against malacha done for one's personal use. And therefore, on the contrary, specifically if there's no better case to prohibit it than in the case of a Jewish housekeeper. On the other hand, the Aruch HaShulchan in chapter 4:17, halacha 10, when he relates to this halacha, he writes that in his country, in his city, the custom of the woman is to abstain from doing malacha for themselves, but those women who work in other people's houses, meaning housekeepers, continue doing it. And the reason is because they never accepted the custom to abstain from malacha if it's going to cause a loss of their parnasa, a loss of their income. So bottom line, an answer to this question. Practically, it is best for a Jewish female housekeeper to abstain from doing laundry for her employer on Rosh Chodesh or in a time of need, if this is part of the contract and this is her necessary work, then she may do so. As rules the Aruch HaShulchan.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.